Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hit it to us, Nathan. Give me that.
He be slow on the mic.
No, I'm just being sure you guys got your side combos.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we had stuff. So, you
know, break it down.
So, over there in the gray section, so Nebraska puts out, in the game program, the weekly game program, right? Mm-hmm. And each week, it's individual based on the team that they're playing. But in this case, Nebraska's front page is usually, you know, here's the series breakdown. Of course, Wisconsin's on an 8-game win streak against the Huskers. They talk about all these things. And then, about 4 pages in, they go to the Nebraska football facts. Jay Foreman. So, out of the 133 seasons that Nebraska has existed, Nebraska's played 133 seasons.
All right.
Couple of numbers jump out at me. There are 11 undefeated seasons.
Yeah.
There are 9 perfect seasons. Mm-hmm. Perfect seasons. But then you get into the craziness. Of the 133 seasons, Nebraska has made a bowl game 53 times. 53 of 133. Not the numbers you would expect. Right, Nathan? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the blue blood program.
I didn't expect that.
Right? 53.
But did they have a bowl game all 133 years?
Yeah, 53. But peep this.
133 years ago, they had but they probably had 4, so this doesn't really
– right. Right.
Exist.
So, but of the 53 times Nebraska's made a bowl game, Nathan, what do you think their record is? 53 bowl games.
35-18.
Jay?
I don't know. I'm trying to look.
Nebraska's 26-27.
Ooh.
Shocking to me.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not shocking to me.
Oh, really? So,
no, because they were playing in so many big bowls against teams that that were better than them because they were winning the Big 8 and losing. That isn't really shocking.
Like I was stunned. Like I was stunned. So then it goes into numbers and it shows how great the program was, in the stretch that would, you know, legitimate, the number of college football, Hall of Fame players, 20. But I was wrong. Jay Foreman, how many Nebraska coaches are in the College Football Hall of Fame? How many
coaches are 6?
Can you name them?
I don't care. Only one I care about is Tom Osborne.
Right? Like, well, I didn't think 6. I thought Devaney and Osborne.
Oh, yeah. Course, yeah, who else?
Okay.
Solich?
No.
He will.
So there are 6. Eddie Robbie Robinson, who coached the Bug Eaters back in 1896-97.
Nice.
Won the Western Association that they were in, finished first. The Bug Eaters are in the College Football Hall of Fame.
How about that? Yeah,
right? Fielding Yost is in Nebraska coach. Dana Bible.
Don't even know anybody, any of these dudes.
And then the greatest coaching name in Nebraska history, Biff Jones. Biff Jones is a Nebraska coach who was in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Man, that's crazy. That,
bro, like I did. Like,
that's back when they had like 8 colleges. reaping the benefits of a circumstance.
That's when their mascot was Corn Man.
Yeah.
Corn Man. It was fantastic. A couple other things, right? That Nebraska's, again, so you've had the consecutive sellout streak. And of those years where there's a sellout. Nebraska's record during those 388 games is 317-71. And then you kind of ask the question, what was it before, like 6 years ago? That the number was just bananas. It was like 300 and against 40. So that's how dominant the program was for that stretch from 62 to current. Jay, the numbers are fantastic. 428 wins in Memorial State. 911 wins all time. This, I mean, when you think about it, but then you also have to know that in the Big Ten Conference, Nebraska's record is 126-123.
Well, that's versus Big Ten teams.
Versus Big Ten teams. In Big Ten play, they're 46-55.
Yeah. 50-50 pretty much at home. And 8-8 below on away, and then 0-2 in neutral sites.
Right.
Which is obviously Ireland.
Right. Yeah. Right. But how good this team was against when they were number one, as the number one team, when Nebraska was number one, and playing against ranked teams, this Husker program was 46-7-1. Jay Foreman, y'all did some work.
Yeah, we did a little something.
Y'all did some heavy lifting.
We did a little something, man. I mean, it's just part of the deal, man. It's part of your DNA, man. That's the thing is, I know that like people, you know, wonder how you be good. It's, you know, sports is simple. I think it really gets off track when it's not made simple. You know, I know people are asking whether I'm really coaching at the high school. Now I'm volunteering, so it's volunteers. You're volunteering. That's not a full time.
You're not even getting a stipend. Come on, no. Jay Foreman.
I'm not. I guess in LPS you got to be a teacher, or like.
You can be an ad hoc coach and receive a stipend. You can't do that in Lincoln Public Schools?
So that's why I'm volunteering.
Okay.
And it's volunteered around what I got going on. But it's very – I mean, I coach club basketball. And I always wondered why Lincoln sports struggle. Because, if you go to whatever that mall is that's up around here and you just walk around and go to different sporting events. I go to a lot of high school games. I like to watch a lot of high school sports. And it's like – you know, you see the kids that, you know, that I've coached against and watched, you know, I watched the Omaha kids and kids from all over state as well in the summer. Lincoln is just, they just got it all wrong.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, but you've seen the product of this area in basketball, in the AAU and travel ball. You've seen the
product. I've seen the product, but then also I've seen how teams when I was in college and after college were good. Mm-hmm. I've also known who one of my best friends, Sean Bryson, who has a very good it's a international school where they, you know, it's kind of like an IMG, but for international kids. So they work with Bjorn Warner. So a lot of kids go play. They'll come from Europe, and so they'll end up going. You know, he has a kid going.
They're getting Americanized, and they'll play in the.
A kid that just signed, you know, just committed to South Florida, but there's kids that are from the U.S. that go there as well. So the way I talked to him all the time, how you build a program. He's like, Jay. He's like, our freshman teams are dudes, reserve. Everybody's the expectation is the same, so it creates good competition. Nothing's really handed out to them, so it's really interesting. And they also have like a feeder system to where he's out recruiting. He's out, you know, and it's not recruiting like you think of, like, hey, we're going to give you like a McDonald's gift card for a year. It's more or less being there and being, you know, they know who he is, like in around because he's down in Nashville, so he has to go around the surrounding areas. And recruit kids and get them, you know, in a system and stuff. Whereas, like in Omaha, that's what they do.
Do you think that this word keeps popping up here, development?
That's part of it as well.
Right. That's a way to cross the bridge for football, for basketball,
for
baseball. That development, and why aren't there academies, coaches who specialize in the development of things that will help players play at the Power 5 level and identifying what those things are? Because a lot of it is academic. Like I figured out in Virginia and in Texas that the academic difference, a player that averages 15 points but carries a 2.0 isn't the same prospect as a 15-point player who carries a 3.0. A 15.0 points a game basketball player who plays defense as though his pants are on fire is different than the kid who falls back in the zone and kind of lets things happen around him. There's a difference in that. How can we get the development of those types of players here in Lincoln moving? How does that happen?
I don't know.
Like I
don't know. I mean, well, it's got to be a collective effort, and you got to like. It's all about structure, man. It's like
Having program leads actually put actual leaders at the bottom of their program, so that the standard is raised.
Yeah, you got to. It's about structure. It's about continuity, and all that type of stuff. And you got to understand, like. You know, I think their idea of basketball is different than Omaha. You know, like a couple of years ago, Omaha, I think it was probably one of the best state tournaments I've ever watched. And that's including when I was playing. I know, Khalid Al-Amin, when he hit the shot, he got on ESPN. He got up on the media table. And that was pretty exciting, right? And he had Sam Jacobson was in there, which was the equivalent of Class C or B. And I think he averaged 30. I mean, it was a really – but this the one when they had Hunter Salas and all those dudes. And I don't know.
Yeah, that was two years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. And then they had
– And last year was pretty good.
Last year was really good too. But I'm talking about the depth, from was it team 8 to 1? It was pretty dang good basketball.
Yeah, last year was teams 1 through 4.
What people didn't understand, that those teams were scoring like 70, 80, 90 points a game. But – and then I talked to the Miller coach about this. But the structure that they play with. Allowed them to be superior in times of pressure. And when you think you roll out five guys in from Miller North, they end up going Division One, and then the dude that got the player of the year that's going to Creighton, he was coming off the bench, right? And then they got some other guys there. Guys have just been waiting. It's the structure to where when they have to play, it's seamless. So that's where the development comes from. But it's structure. It's not roll the ball out, jack around and try to do some stuff you see on Instagram. That's not – you're not going
to
win.
Well, they're trying to occupy 14-year-olds instead of develop 14 and 15.
Because they see Steph Curry, and they just want to be Steph Curry.
But you're not going to win that way.
No.
You're not going to win big that way. And then you're always going to be left with, like, what if, how do you have – you know what I mean?
How many basketball programs in Lincoln proper have a legitimate shot to win a state title in basketball?
This year, I think it's going to be good competition.
On any given year, like how often does it happen? Lincoln teams normally it's the Metro.
Yeah,
but
see, like when I was coming up, like I think Northeast won like 4 or 5 in a row, and I think this year, talent wise, I don't know about team wise, and people don't understand the difference between having talent and team. You do because you coach.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, this is going to be a good year for Lincoln. Southwest has talent. Lincoln High has got they're an old team. Lincoln Southeast, Lincoln East is always
like the
good.
Girls have figured
and then
it out.
But you know what they? Yeah, you want to know why they figured it out? They figured it out because of the Lasers. You know what I mean? The program here, and they figured it out because the head coach of the basketball team is visible.
She's out there. She's out there doing
visible. Yeah. I don't want to speak for her, but I've seen her. So if I see her at tournaments, I'm sure everybody else does. The Lasers, and then it's continuity from there to their. And if you ever got a chance to watch how the Lasers practice, it's extreme structure. I mean, when I talk about extreme structure, it's fast pace, up and down the court, but it's structured and
there are rules to play.
And people don't understand that.
And you can play fast, but there are rules to if this, then this; if not this, then that.
Yeah.
But let's put a pin there. I do want to go into the women's game because I think you're going to have a greater impact in this thing than I think you know. I want to talk about that, and then we'll get into Wisconsin top of the hour.
Yeah.
And let's break that down. Yeah. More of that on Old School when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.